Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Welcome on this Easter morning. We're so glad to have you here. So thankful for all your presence, but also all your all those who've helped over this past week. To those who've decorated, to our musicians, to the cooks back in the back, thank you all for all your hard work and your help to make this day and this season even more special. We have a problem, however. We have run out of bulletins. Isn't that a great problem to have? If you're willing to share a bulletin, if you'll hold it up, and my ushers, they're coming. All right, they're still collecting. In a minute, I'm going to ask if you need a bulletin to raise your hand, so just hang on a second. Okay. Now, if you need a bulletin, if you would raise your hand. Anybody else need a bulletin? Make sure I have one. Okay, good. Thank you. All right, also, you see our wonderful Easter lilies up here. If you provided an Easter lily, thank you. I do encourage you, take it home with you after the service today. Or otherwise, they're going to be left here forlorn and lonely. So please come get your lily. We have decluttered the narthex for today. All our displays and sign-up boards and everything have been moved to the small fellowship area. So if you want to volunteer or sign up in some of the many ministries we have going on, they're right back there, and we encourage you to do that. Wednesday is the preschool spring fling. This is an important fundraiser for them, so please encourage you to come this coming Wednesday for our Wednesday meal and support them in all their activities. Sarah. Did you want to preach?
I'm about to. Our team was trained on Tuesday. walk alongside us in this ministry. Get excited, because we get to celebrate this overflowing love that we are here to celebrate this morning after today. We get to continue to celebrate as a congregation, as a worshiping community, as a family. We get to welcome another one. Thanks. Do you have any questions?
Preach, Sister Sarah. We're Lutheran, but let's borrow from our non-Lutheran friends. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Let's prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation.
Amen.
Let us come into the light, the revealing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shattered by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Be seated. Would the children please come forward? Good morning. I have something really cool to show you today. You know what this is?
A horn? Yeah, that's right. This is actually called a shofar. Y'all say that word, shofar? Shofar, that's what this is. It's a horn that's been hollowed out. See how that is? And in ancient Israel,
in fact, I got whenever they would want to call people to come to church, they would blow the shofar. Now, I can blow it. You didn't hear anything, did you? No. But there is a special way to blow it, and it goes like this. I haven't practiced this very much. So the first couple might not be great, okay? Yeah. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Let's try that again. Way cool, isn't it? And they would blow that and people would come. You know what it reminds me of? Doesn't it sound like a trumpet, kind of?
Yeah.
I asked one of the trumpeters, I said, well, could he give us a blast on the trumpet? Can you give us a blast on the trumpet? Now, he's better than I am. I can't do that. I can't do that on my show. But this is what they would use when it was a special time. In fact, they didn't just use this. They usually used trumpets and stuff to call people to regular worship. But they used a shofar like this on two special times. They used it on Yom Kippur, which is the day of forgiveness. And they used it on what was called Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year. So whenever there's a new beginning, a new year, and it's all about forgiveness, they would blow the shofar. Isn't that cool? Because you know what? Today is Easter, and it's a new day for us. Jesus rose from the dead. You got an Easter bunny, yeah. But Jesus rose from the dead and gives us forgiveness. So do you know what I did when I got here this morning? I get here really early. I was here by 6:30 this morning. You might still have been in bed. Not you were up. But the first thing I did when I came in the church was I blew the shofar. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Because we're remembering it's a new day with Easter. It's a new forgiveness. Jesus loves us. And then the other thing I wanted to show you, we talk about a trumpet, we talk about a shofar, but do you notice that these look, both the trumpet and this, look a little bit like an Easter lily. Have you ever noticed that? Easter lilies look like little trumpets. And that's because with my shofar, with a trumpet, with Easter lilies, we are telling everybody about Jesus' resurrection and the new life we have in Him. Okay, that's what I want you to remember today. And you know, they have all kinds of different shofars. This comes, by the way, I didn't tell you, from a ram's horn. This is a male sheep or male goat, and they make these, and when they die, they cut off the horn and hollow it out and make their shofar. That's right. So that's where this comes from. And this sits in my house, and I think next time Miss Nan's sleeping, I'm going to get it and just... Don't you think that'd be a good idea?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that'd be a good idea. All right. But remember, we're proclaiming to everyone and telling everyone that Jesus is risen. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we are so excited to share your new life this day. Thank you for your victory. Thank you for suffering and dying for us. Thank you for rising that we might live with you forever. Help us always to follow your way, to trust in you, and to remember that you love us. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the only ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. The second lesson is from the third chapter of Colossians. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in. And he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. It was the most precious thing. I sometimes wish you could be there with Vicar Joanna and me every Monday morning as we lead preschool chapel. We gather right here in the sanctuary with about 30 children around us, and we sing, we talk about a Bible story, and then we pray together, and then we sing our final song. Almost always that last song is "Jesus Loves Me." I figure if they don't get anything else out of the chapel experience, they'll at least be reminded every week that Jesus loves them. The kids are as cute as they can be. One little fellow walked in recently as everyone was taking their places, and he had his arms stiff by his side and his hands kind of out like flippers. And out of the clear blue, he kind of walked up to me and said, "I'm a penguin." Every week we get to comment on shoes that light up, something on a t-shirt, or what they saw at the zoo. Precious hardly begins to describe it. And I'm really sorry you miss it. But I have to say that one of the most precious things is that sometimes the children can't remember our names. And when that happens, they tend to call me the only thing they know to associate me with. So, for the past few weeks, there's this one particular little boy who, every time he wants my attention, calls me Jesus. Well, I appreciate the promotion. But in truth, if that's all he can remember, I'm okay with that. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, I had one of those little tiny nagging injuries that ends up in an annoying place. It was right between a couple of fingers, and I kept hitting it and re-injuring it, so I finally decided to protect it a bit with a Band-Aid and let it heal. So as we gathered for chapel that day, I had a Band-Aid on my finger. And as we sat on the steps right here in the sanctuary, this little boy came in, looked at me, and said, "Jesus, you have an owie." Jesus, you have an owie. And Jesus, you have owies on your body because of the owies we have in our soul. It was our sin that caused your owies on Friday. Our guilt, our thinking more of ourselves than of you and your way. Our owies caused your owies. But Jesus, your owies took our owies away. By your stripes we are healed. And on this grand and glorious morning, as we stand here in a sanctuary filled with Easter lilies, trumpeting the wondrous news of your resurrection, our hearts are filled with celebration and joy. And alleluias tumble from our lips while praise fills our heart. Today we celebrate. It's God's eternal, incredible, amazing act of love and grace and salvation for us. Christ's owies have turned into excited yowies for us. Yowie, he is risen. Yowie, it doesn't get better than that. Now, a few years ago, I told a story on Easter morning about a children's Sunday school class on Easter when the teacher asked, "What do you think Jesus' first words were when he came out of the tomb?" And one little girl jumped up and said, "I know, I know." And when the teacher called on her, she spread her arms out wide and said, "He said, ta-da!" Well, later in the worship service, when I told that story, as I distributed the bread and said, "The body of Christ given for you," instead of replying with amen like you typically do, some of you said, "Ta-da." Indeed. And I want you to know that if today you say, "Yowie," I'll understand. It's Easter. It's a day of victory, a day of joy, a day of grace, a day of salvation. Owies are turned into yowies. Christ has triumphed. And it's the most precious thing of all. Amen.
Thank you.
Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified in Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, Lord of life, we praise you for the glory you have shown to us through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray for your church, which gathers throughout the world to proclaim Christ is risen. Unite us in our call to share the gospel. Raise up women and men to serve as faithful leaders, and make us bold to witness to the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Glorious God, in the resurrection of Jesus, you have renewed your whole creation and given hope to all the earth. Look with favor on all living things. Give strength to all who work and care for the land, and make us faithful stewards of the abundance that flows from your hand. Lord, in your mercy. God of the nations, our earth quakes with terror, war, and fear. Send your peace to countries and communities that are torn apart by warfare and unrest. Guide all refugees to safety. Give courage to those who put themselves in danger to preserve the lives of others. Lord, in your mercy. God of everlasting mercy, we pray for those in need. Protect those who suffer abuse or neglect. Comfort the lonely. Give peace to the dying. Comfort the grieving and heal the sick, especially those we name before you now. Lord, in your mercy. God of all hope, you renew us daily. Thank you for the gift of our brothers and sisters gathered here in this place to celebrate and worship together. Be with those who cannot join us in worship on this Easter Sunday. Strengthen our church and bless all who seek to know your love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Thank you.
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy. And loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who living among us healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
body of Christ given for you.
Body of Christ given for you.
body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ. Body of Christ given for you. 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 The 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 body of Christ given for you. 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 Body of Christ given for you.
body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ. Body of Christ given for you. 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 Okay, I think Pastor Gary just went. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, keep you in his light and truth and love, now and forever.
Thank you. question. I'm going to bring my little recorder.
Is up, yeah. Yeah, well, you can see on this side.